Just because you're in the will of God doesn't mean that it'll be easy. There are those that'll say that if you're in the will of God, that it'll be easy, but that's just not true. In fact, if you're not having troubles, it could be it's because you're outside of the will of God. My friend, to follow the Lord and His will doesn't mean an easy life. No, it might be difficult, but God promises to be with you.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
In the book of Luke, in chapter 4, verse 1 says, "Then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit," where? "Into the wilderness." And there we know he was tempted of the devil. I'm going to talk a little bit here about the will of God. You know, the will of God is important. In fact, it should be important to those that are saved, to Christians. We desire to know the will of God. And just because we're in the will of God doesn't mean that it'll be easy. And there are those who will say that if you're in the will of God, that it'll be easy. But that's just not true. In fact, if you're not having troubles, it could be because you're not in the will of God. But there are some things that we can learn about God's will. Number one is that God will sustain you, those that are in His will. If you're in the will of God, then He will sustain you. We could say that the Lord will uphold you or support you. Not only will He hold you together, but I know that God will hold you up. Now let's look at Jesus when He was being led into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit. We see this account in Luke chapter 4, and after Jesus was baptized in the Jordan River by John the Baptist, we find that He was full of the Holy Ghost. In fact, let's read the scripture again in verse 1. "And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness." Let me just say this. I believe the answer to everything was what I just read. It says, "And Jesus, being full of the Holy Spirit." It's not hard. It's not complicated. It's not difficult. You know, I believe that there would be a whole lot less problems if we would just get to the place where we are full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. You know, I believe that's the answer to the marriage problem, to the rebellious teenager, the cold church, the carnal and worldly Christian, the compromiser, the backslider, lukewarm pulpit, falsifier, the uninspired, the uninterested. My friend, if we would just get back to being full of the Spirit of God, if there would just be a whole lot less of me and a whole lot more of Him. As John the Baptist once said, "He must increase and I must decrease." And I pray that the Lord would rid us of ourselves and fill us with His Holy Spirit. I just sometimes get tired of myself. I just want to be filled with God. And I know this, that a church that's full of the Holy Ghost will be a church that's on fire for the Lord. John the Baptist said He will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. I know some people have a problem with that, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They say it's not of today and things like this. But my friend, it's in the scriptures. It's in the Word of God. It's real. It's true. It is a gift to the church from God. And I know that a church that's full of the Holy Ghost will cause a disturbance. It will have an impact on others. Not too many people like to be friends with those that are full of Jesus. You know, if you're just being religious, then you're probably pretty popular. But if you're full of the Spirit of God, then most really don't want much to do with you. The world loves religious people, but not spiritual people. The Christian that's full of the Spirit of life is full of life. It's in Him they live and move and have their being. Show me a church that's full of love and compassion and that has no schisms or division, and I'll show you a church that's full of the Spirit of God. When you're full of the Holy Ghost, your conversation is about Him. When you're full of the Holy Spirit, all you desire is to be in His presence. You want to sing His praises. You love the altar. Prayer is no longer a burden, but a blessing. I pray, my friend, that you would be full of the Spirit of God.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.